Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened his weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem by reaching out to Israel's most important ally, the United States, and its new leader, Donald Trump. Netanyahu said during a telephone conversation with Mr. Trump he had invited the Israeli leader to Washington next month. Netanyahu says he hopes to turn the page on a sore spot with the previous White House administration, that is, Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem built on land that the Palestinians claim for a future state. He said at a security cabinet meeting, no one is more concerned about the settlements issue than his government, and he said his government will continue to look out for the best interest of Israelis in the matter. U.S.-Israeli relations have plunged to a new low now that the last days of the Obama administration, which allowed a tough resolution condemning the settlements to pass and the United Nations Security Council. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital, Banjul, to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country in a deal that was brokered by West African leaders. Many people took to the streets to celebrate Jammeh's departure and Barrow's leadership. This 23-year-old student is a resident of Banjul. He said he supports Barrow 100%.
We are willing and ready to support him as he is going to be our tent. We will be the poles to show him that this is our nation, we love our country, and we are going to support him by all means.
This is VOA News. White House says President Trump will meet with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto at the White House on January 31st. During a staff swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Trump spoke about the agenda for that meeting.
We're going to start some negotiations having to do with NAFTA. Anybody ever hear of NAFTA? I ran a campaign somewhat based on NAFTA. But we're going to start renegotiating on NAFTA, on immigration, and on security at the border. And Mexico has been terrific, actually, terrific.
The president said he also plans to meet soon with Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, as well as British Prime Minister Theresa May. Kazakhstan hosting a meeting today between Syrian opposition and government delegates. Talks organizers, Russia, Syria, and Turkey are hoping to eventually get the two sides to make an effort to end Syria's 6-year civil war. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss everything at the talks, while rebel factions say they will limit their focus to enforcement of an ongoing truce and humanitarian issues. Italian rescue workers have found the body of a man in the wreckage of a hotel in central Italy that was buried in an avalanche last week. 2 days after that avalanche, rescue teams found alive 10 people, including 2 children. And this is the rescuers celebrating those rescues. Avalanche that hit the hotel likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. After Sunday voting, the center-leaning Manuel Valls will face more liberal Benoît Hamon in a runoff in France on January 29th, when the left-leaning voters will choose their candidate to confront conservatives and nationalist rivals in the presidential election. Hamon, a former education minister, won more than 36% of the vote to Valls 31%.
En me plaçant en tête, vous avez adressé un message clair d'espoir.
Hamon said, "In putting me in the lead, you have sent a clear message," he says, "of hope and of renewal." With Europe shifting to the right politically and the deeply unpopular current president, François Hollande, ruling himself out, the competition expected to be tough for the socialist nominee in the race that will come up in 2 votes in April and in May for the presidential election. The biggest issues this time around are France's membership in the European Union, as well as immigration and the economy. You can get more on these stories and the rest of the hour's news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.